This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 20, entitled The Sex War. Description. This flyer shows that a sex war is going on, when a third of married women are financially massacring their husbands. After the gender laws are made men fair, relations between the sexes will remain permanently soured as men realistically adopt new lifestyles to accommodate women's parasitic nature. Flyer itself. The sex war. A third of US married women will financially massacre their husbands. Half of marriages end in divorce. I keep making this proviso lately. I've heard recently that of first marriages, 96% of them fail within 10 years. So let that sink in. I need to extract the consequences of that myself. It requires considerable thought. Half of marriages end in divorce. 70% of divorces are started by wives. So in the current fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system, know that they can divorce their husbands and get custody of the kids, the house, child payments, and alimony, so nearly all of them go for it. 0.5 by 0.7 equals 0.35, that is roughly a third. If a foreign power destroyed the lives of a third of US married men, the US government would nuke it and vaporize it in an explosion of rage and hatred. This figure of a third makes it abundantly clear that there is currently a sex war going on. Men are now at war against women and against the gender politicians. This figure shows clearly that men are merely disposable checkbooks, cash machines, to women. They have no real loyalty to men as people. When a third of married women abuse their ex-husbands so badly and even have divorce parties to celebrate their sadistic triumph over a fellow human being, then it's not surprising that men in their tens of millions in Western countries are learning to hate women. The more thinking kind of men also have a real hatred for the male feminist gender politicians who changed the divorce laws in the 70s that allowed these fluffy sadists to massacre their husbands. This situation cannot continue, of course, because so many young men have rejected marriage and fatherhood as toxic that the population is seriously starting to crash. With two-thirds of the young generation under 35 refusing to reproduce themselves, then, when one does the math, the US population will be wiped out in a mere century. A century is four generations, and a third of a third of a third of a third is about 1%. So a century from now, if the current sex war continues, there'll be no more Americans to wage that war. They will all have died off and not be replaced. The issue now is how to end the sex war. Men's awareness of the toxicity of marriage will soon run to saturation in a mere few years. The media will pick up on the population crash soon, since it is the dominant issue of our era. The tide will turn, but I see permanent damage being done to our culture and relations between the sexes. The current sex war is teaching men that women are basically parasites. Women evolved that way. It is in women's DNA to judge a man by the extent to which that man is exploitable by her. If she becomes convinced that a particular man is not going to give her any stuff, then she will not mate with him. She wants a man who will give her protein or money so that she can raise her kids with greater probability that she and her kids will survive. Evolution selected these female behaviors over millions of years. The sex war has made men a lot more conscious that women are hypergamous and are basically selfish in nature. The level of suspicion that men now show women will be permanently higher, I'm predicting, even after the gender laws have been made men fair. I haven't defined hypergamous here. Women are hypergamous in the sense that they have an evolved trait to want to mate with a man who has higher socioeconomic status than she has. That way she'll get superior genes for her kids. and hence have superior kids, which makes all good Darwinian evolutionary sense. Women evolved that way. I see millions of men opting for the twee-tweffing lifestyle because it has many superiorities compared to the traditional one McMansion husband, wife and the kids model. Twee-tweffing allows the man to keep control over his own life. With the suspicion level between the sexes at a permanent new high, men will expect women to be fips or be rejected, to be civil or be rejected, to be generous and sexy or be rejected. As the birth rate crashes and the population along with it, governments cannot force men to have relationships with women, especially after the enormous damage done by the sex war. Women will have to make a much greater effort than in the past to persuade men to have children with them. Obviously, the divorce laws will have to be made men fair. The hostility towards men in the media will have to go. The para-paternity rejection right will have to be made law. Women will be powerfully morally pressured to be fips, or they won't have a hope in Hades of getting a man. The myth of romantic love will be swept away, replaced by a more scientifically based realistic expectation and knowledge of women's nature, and men will react accordingly. They will adopt lifestyles that reflect the basic genetically determined parasitic attitude of women towards men. Specifically, many men will twee-tweff as their preferred lifestyle. It costs them nothing. They can walk away any time, thus forcing women to be nice to them, or they get dumped, and dumped easily. It may take a decade or more for society, and particularly the gender politicians, to wake up to the fact that a sex war is going on. In the meantime, before the gender laws are made men fair, hundreds of millions of Western males will twee-tweff to avoid being financially massacred and to force women to be nice to them or they get dumped at no cost to the male. A decade from now, those women who financially massacred their ex-husbands will be labelled divorce sadists and will be punished by being avoided by men like the plague. They will rot on the shelf, lonely, manless, sexless and shunned by a society increasingly conscious that men have been horribly wronged and that they, the divorce sadists, were largely the cause and are now being punished for their moral and financial crimes. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Now I've got a little footnote, which is unusual. Twee-tweffing is a definition. Equals 2A2F, equals two apartments, two fips, financially independent persons. That is, the man and woman have a regular sexual relationship. Both are fips, both have apartments. When the relationship fails, they return to their own apartments, cost-free. The constant threat that the man will just walk out keeps the woman being nice to the man, and vice versa. Ciao.